Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst. From swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean, the Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to preserve the past to inspire future generations of dreamers. This is accomplished through the youth education program focused on deserving junior high students across California. Please go to the website foundationathearstcastle.com to learn more about how you can help us with our important mission.
If you are meant to be mine, love, one day you'll come home to me. But
are you a trick of... Tom Wilmer, reporting from Bristol, Virginia.
This is Emily Scott Robinson.
I understand you're from Colorado.
So I'm originally from North Carolina, Piedmont in North Carolina. But I've been living in and around Colorado for a little over a decade.
So this is familiar territory for you.
It is, yeah. It's closer to my original home than to where I'm living now.
Tell us about what you do for your art. Voice, singing?
I'm a singer and songwriter. Play guitar, and mostly guitar. A little bit of piano.
Acoustic?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I did just buy an electric this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What drove you over the line?
Well, I was in the studio about a year and a half ago making my latest record, American Siren. And I had written this country song, and it sounded like a little bit darker on acoustic. Actually, my bass player said, "Hey, have you thought about playing electric on this song?" And so we went into the closet and found an electric guitar, and I played electric, and that was really fun for me.
So it was an epiphanous moment for you?
Yeah, I mean, I had played electric. I mean, they're both guitars, but it just inspired me in a different way. Mm-hmm. It inspired a different type of singing from me, actually, and a different type of playing.
So. Interesting. You're a storyteller.
I am. Storyteller meets storyteller.
Yeah. Well, you're better than I am.
I don't know about that.
So tell us about, because you're melding the art of storytelling into song.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting dance.
I mean, I really think that that's actually the heart of country music and folk music, obviously, is storytelling. It's rooted in the what it's like to be a human on this earth in this lifetime, you know. So I also just think that as a storyteller, there's no end to the songs that I can write because people are just infinitely interesting in their capacity to be beautiful and resilient and also crazy.
But there's undertone in some of the stuff you do that's trying to be therapeutic about painful, uncomfortable things.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And part of that is me finding my way through those experiences as I grow older. And absolutely.
So there's a personal healing, therapeutic value to what you do.
Definitely.
And
yeah.
And then you hit that string that resonates with everybody.
Yeah. And I think as a writer in the craft of writing, there are certain, especially when you get really physically grounded in the detail of an experience, right? If you're writing about a breakup, or you're writing about a lonely winter in living in a trailer park, there's just these visceral details that you provide that you don't have to tell people how to feel about that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You give them that scene, you take them into it, you put them in their bodies or in their memories, and they just, it's like, oof, in them. They feel it, you know? So I try to do that.
So there's that universal thread of humanity that resonates with others.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they wouldn't understand what you're talking about.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
The universality of detail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
An English professor said, the more accurately you describe yourself, the more obscure you become. You got to think about that one for a minute.
But oh, that's so interesting.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if you say, I love you, everybody gets it. But if you and I were on a sunset over the Pacific Palisades and, oh, I love you like the sunset over the Palisades.
Yeah.
You know, you get it, but you lost that. So it's an interesting thread.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a balance to it, right? Because people also, you know, the phrase I love you is so generic. Mm-hmm. You know, we say it all the time. And so if you provide the setting or the scene, you help transport people. And people want to be entertained. They want to be transported. They want to be taken on a journey. So I think I, as a listener, would love to hear more about the Palisades scene.
Exactly, yeah.
It's
yeah.
more interesting, you know, even if I've never been there.
Yeah, and more contextually specific.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So on the painful side of your life, you had a cousin that killed themselves.
He died by suicide. He was an Army veteran. He had served two tours in Afghanistan. Yeah, I was close to him growing up. I'm really close to that, to all my cousins, really. And it was a really incredibly tragic death. And not only was it deeply personal to our family, but I realized that what we were going through personally, thousands of families were going through every year. Families of people who, anybody who's close to a veteran. And so that's what inspired the song Hometown Hero. That's the story of my cousin.
You should be here. We should be sitting by the fire on our second round of beers. We open the whiskey. We're out back in the shop. We're raising our glass to you, still numb from the shock. 'Cause you're the only one who's missing, and it doesn't feel right. You should be tucking in your baby girl and kissing her goodnight. And your son is full of questions about how Daddy got to heaven. We never thought you'd go this way. You were only 27. Our hometown hero's in the news today. The flags are flying at half mast. Some sound of trumpet playing taps. You went to Afghanistan when you were only 19. You never talked much about the things that you'd seen. You came back to your hometown to start a new couple of babies and a beautiful wife. But the demons that you lived with, you hid well, we never saw. The guns that you kept loaded and the patches in the wall. She was in the kitchen making lunches and the kids were in their beds. And in a flash, we lost you to the war inside your head. Our hometown heroes in the news today. The flags are flying at half mast. We buried you. Are gonna grow up asking about you, how could be true.
There was a therapeutic personal process for you.
I think.
To get the feelings, put them to words.
Well, I think more than anything, the power of that song is just telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I realized if I didn't paint the truth and I just wrote down what happened, you know, there's not a lot of editorial in that song. It's just the scenes, it's just the details. There's a few moments of reflection on what it means, but very little.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that that truth of that experience was so powerful, and it's there's so much quietness, there's so much hushing of that particular swath of suicides, and we're losing more veterans to suicide than we lose in combat.
It's in excess of 20 per week.
Yeah.
Commit suicide.
It's a sign of a tremendous lack of support.
There's a disconnect there in the military or whatever that a lot of people, we can't quite figure out what that missing ingredient is, and that's lack of support.
I think so. I mean, I think also there are some things that are just very difficult to heal from. If you talk to anybody who's ever been in combat, there are certain wounds that I don't know that they would ever say they could heal through any amount of therapy. I will say I've met a tremendous number of veterans who are doing this work themselves because they're not getting the support from the government, the military, or the VA. They are organizing together to support themselves and other veterans in these really remarkably healing projects for veterans, and it's incredible.
I need to add my own editorial. Yeah. I was recently in Tampa, and I was involved with the Southeast Guide Dogs, and one of the heads of it on the board started a nonprofit called Paws for Patriots, where they match a doggie with a vet, a PTSD vet.
Wow.
And among that population, they have had a zero suicide rate.
Wow.
Every vet that's been matched with a doggie, none of them commit suicide.
That's wonderful.
I know, so we need more Pause for Patriots.
Definitely. And I think also just that community, again, like you're seeing that like veterans and the people who love them are providing the resources that the military and the VA are not providing. Like, you know, these huge monolithic organizations aren't necessarily capable and are certainly in many cases unwilling and underfunded to provide the real human support that we need, that helps heal people, that helps keep them here with us.
Unfortunately, we both need to process.
Yeah.
But we need to get back on track about you and your musical world.
Yeah.
So tell us about where you're at, where you're going.
Well, let's see. It depends on when this is going to air.
Well, you know, by the time it airs, this festival is going to be over.
Well,
but
then I can share this fun detail, which is on Monday I'll be announcing my next album, which is a song cycle of songs that I wrote for the Witches of Macbeth.
Wow.
Shakespeare's Macbeth. I wrote it for this theater piece, and so the witches actually performed in the show. Now, I do have to clarify, it's not Macbeth the musical. It is Macbeth the tragedy, with these three witches singing in three-part harmony in various portions through the show, sort of as like a Greek chorus, but also in their own roles as witches. And that will be coming out October 28th. I'm one of the witches, and features two dear friends of mine, Alisa Amador, who actually just won NPR's Tiny Desk Contest this year. And so she is up and coming, rising star, and then another dear friend of mine and musical collaborator. Her name is Lizzie Ross, and she's in a duo called Violet Bell. She and her partner Omar, who are the duo, are going to be my band for this weekend's set here at Bristol Rhythm and Roots. So
that's really cool.
They're going to play with me tomorrow. And so anyways, be on the lookout for the album of witch songs. It's coming out before Halloween, and it's called Built on Bones.
And where would somebody find that?
They'll be able to find it online. So anywhere you listen to music, Spotify, Amazon, Apple, YouTube. We've got some very cool music videos that are going to be coming out for it. And yeah, if you're a Shakespeare nerd or you just like spooky songs, witchy songs, it was a lot of fun to work with the archetypes within Shakespeare and within Macbeth. Greed and power and desire and grief and, and tragedy and magic and the question of power, really. Who holds the locus of power in various points in the play? It was so much fun to make.
That's really cool. And again, Google search.
Well, you could go to my website, EmilyScottRobinson.com.
One more time.
EmilyScottRobinson.com. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to Oboy Records, which is my record label. That's John Prine's record label. That's Oboy.com. And you can find it there.
That's really cool. So a little bit more about your music and what you do kind of week in, week out, in your normal world when you're not on stage.
You know, I don't know that I have a normal world, Tom. You know, because week in, week out, it's like, 10 days ago I was down in Texas playing an outdoor show, trying to keep my guitar in tune. Now I'm here in Bristol, and between that I was home in Colorado. But when I'm home, I'm generally writing and hiking in the mountains and mountain biking and cooking meals for myself and doing all the back end work is a part of being a musician.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So looking forward, what's on your list of live venues that you upcoming this fall and winter?
Well, I am playing a couple of special shows this fall. We're going to do a special release show for this Built on Bones project, for the Witches project in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm really excited about that. And I'm playing Sisters Folk Festival out in Oregon. But mostly, I'm taking a break from touring for the rest of the fall and going to be going out on tour next February and March with Alisa and Lizzie to sing the songs from the new Built on Bones record out on tour. So those tour dates will be announced soon. You can find them on my website.
So when you take your interlude break coming up, are you just going to be open-ended and do whatever comes along?
Well, mostly I'll be recovering. Just because touring the way I have done it in the past year, I'm releasing, this will be two albums in 1 year.
Wow.
So it's been a little nuts. I've been traveling a ton this year, and I need a bit of a break. So it'll mostly just be getting healthy. And by that, I mean just like cooking for myself, nesting, being at home, sleeping 8 hours a night, going to bed at a reasonable hour instead of getting to a hotel at 1 a.m. So writing, yeah.
You've heard about people that get to sleep in?
Oh, yeah.
Has that ever happened?
It's funny. It depends on the day. It depends on the touring day for me, right? So when I'm at home off of tour, I can sleep as late as I want, which is very nice. But I live in a very sunny spot. So the sun, the tyranny of the sun in the Colorado mountains is pretty significant.
And you're at a high altitude.
I am. Yeah. I'm at almost 9,000 feet, which is great at sea level and a real pain when I go back up.
You feel it, huh?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Absolutely. It always takes me a couple days to get used to it again.
But that's why they train Olympic athletes in Mexico City.
That's true. Yeah, Mexico City is very high in altitude.
It's getting up there.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I could keep you all day, but I know you've got to. Yeah, perform. What an honor to meet you.
Thank you. It's so good to meet you, too.
My pleasure. Yeah. Okay, one more time to learn more about your world. Where would you direct somebody?
So go to my website, emilyscottrobinson.com.
Yay. And I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Bristol, Tennessee, and Bristol, Virginia.
Woo!
We'll see you here.
Carry my prayers on the ocean. Carry my prayers on the sea. And if you are meant to be mine, love, one day you'll come home to me. But are you a trick of the memory that the old gods are playing on me? Carry my prayers on the ocean. Carry my prayers on the sea. Your blue eyes are there when I close mine. I see your sweet face when I dream. My heart is all ragged in pieces, bleeding at every seam. And are you a trick of the memory that the old gods are playing on me? Carry my prayers on the ocean. Carry my prayers on the sea. I'm down on my knees at a crossing, wondering which way to go. But all roads are dark through the valley, and I'll learn to walk them alone. But are you a trick of the memory that the old gods are playing on me? Carry my prayers on the ocean. Carry my prayers on the sea. By the arrows of pain, I'll lay in the grass by the mountain and summon the wind and the rain. But are you a trick of the memory that the old gods are playing on me? Carry my prayers on the ocean. Carry my prayers on the sea. Carry my prayers on the ocean. Carry my prayers on the sea.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst. From swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guest house overlooking the Pacific Ocean, these experiences are unparalleled in their historical relevance and grandeur. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to preserve the past to inspire future generations of dreamers. This is accomplished through the youth education program focused on deserving junior high students across California. These children experience a world of science, technology, engineering, art, and math at Hearst Castle, one of the most awe-inspiring locations in the world. The legacy of Julia Morgan, one of the most important women in the history of engineering and architecture, is woven into the Foundation at Hearst Castle's mission. Julia Morgan's life can continue to inspire and empower young women and young men all over the world. This is one of the few opportunities to donate to such an important cause that not only changes the lives and perspectives of children, but also provides lifetime memories and unrivaled experiences for our generous donors. Please go to the website, foundation@hearstcastle.com, to learn more about how you can help us with our important mission. You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer on KCBX Radio. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York, and in fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.